Sports Day for Kia, with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. And Red Energy, born and bred in Melbourne. That's Red Energy.
We're from Tigerland, a fighting fury. We're from Tigerland.
7 minutes past six. Hello and welcome to Sports Day. Yes, they are back. I think we've started to hear a lot more from Richmond fans who are anguishing over just having one win on the board in their first month. It was against the Blues back in round one, but they've now won four of their last five. And it's not just the wins, it is the state of the wins. And didn't they give the Brisbane Lions a nice reality check? Welcome to Sports Day. Matthew Richardson coming up shortly. We're going to be talking to one of the Premiership stars, 150th game last night from those Tigers, Nick Floston, very shortly. Interesting game going on at the moment. Remember, it is a double header. It's the Cats and North Melbourne who are already at quarter time. In fact, the siren has just gone. And North have pegged them back. The Cats leading by 7 points at the first change. 4-2, 26, North Melbourne, 3-1, 19. The goal kickers so far for the Cats, 2 to Grian Myers, 1 to Tom Hawkins, 1 to Zach Guthrie, and 4 the North Melbourne Footy Club. Hosey has 2, Marnie has 1, and Anderson just missed one before quarter time. But it is time now for this man. Richo, I reckon you time these. You time these little spots on radio. You walked in with a big grin on your face. You're still smiling after last night.
No, it was a good win by the Tigers, absolutely. How weird is it rocking up here and we've got a game on Wednesday night?
We come in
and 5:40, we've got the Cats and North Melbourne.
It's already quarter time.
We've got another game coming up. But, yeah, it was a good performance by Richmond last night. I think their last 2 weeks they've really gone up a notch. They've beaten, obviously, the Dogs, who are having a pretty good year, and Brisbane, who were in the top two going into that game last night. And it was pretty categoric, actually, at the end of the day. The Lions got off to a good start that first 5 minutes, but after that, it was a really good win by Richmond. The Lions wasted chances, but I don't think they were ever threatened the Tigers after that first 5 minutes.
No, I agree with that. This is Sports Day for Red Energy, born and bred in Melbourne. That's Red Energy and Kia, Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. If you want to talk to Richo, particularly about those Tigers, or maybe how your team is going to go this week. I can't say this round anymore because there's games every day, Richo. The Harcourt's open line, 13 13 32 for all real estate. You can speak to Harcourt's. Matty Richardson is here for Maccas. Where do you want to start with the Tigers, Richo? Because I know everyone's talking about Dustin Martin, and some of his kicks last night were just exquisite, but they've got a lot of unsung heroes as well. Remembering, of course, and Richmond fans will tell you, they've been the third youngest team in the comp the last month. It says a bit about their depth in their coaching.
Yeah, it does. It says a lot about their depth, but probably a lot about their system and how they can
The way they're coached.
How the players can just come in and play their role and know that they don't have to be best on ground. But it has been some guys that aren't household names that have been probably just about their best player apart from Dustin over the last 4 or 5 weeks. And I'm talking of Shea Bolton, who's gone into the midfield, and he probably was always a midfielder playing up forward and just couldn't get in because of the depth that they had through the midfield. But with Prestia out, Edwards out, and Cochin was out for 3 or 4 weeks as well, he got the opportunity in there, and he takes space and he can kick the ball long, and he's been a really good player. And it's probably been the two guys down back for mine that have really stood out. Jaden Short, who's a premiership player, and Liam Baker, but they've just played really good footy. They're great intercept players, and they both gain metres as well. They kick the ball long. And the thing with Baker, he's probably the one that not many people talk about. I think people noticed him a little bit more last night. He doesn't fumble.
Yeah.
He's a pure footballer. He can intercept. He can mark overhead. He makes really good decisions. So, yeah, they've probably been the ones. And then one other player up in the forward line, Jake Arts, who played in the VFL for 6 or 7 years, finally got his opportunity. He's been really good as well. He's come in and kicked goals.
Mm.
Kicked a couple again last night. He's kicked 7 or 8 goals in the time that he's been playing. So they've probably been the ones over the last month.
The Tigers continuing their dominance over the Lions. It's one of those weird statistical rivalries. It's now 11 years since Brisbane last beat the Tigers.
Does it become psychological?
Oh, you tell me, Rich. I read out to Jared last night because I was reading the match report from that game where the Lions last won at the MCG. Jonathan Brown and Simon Black were best.
They were. It was 2009.
That seems like a generation ago.
Well, it is. And, I mean, a player like Dustin Martin has never played in a losing. He might have played in that one, actually. But the next 15, because his first year was 2009. But It must just get into your psyche. I know during my time, like, we never beat Geelong, ever, you know. And driving to the ground, you talk it up. You know, we're going to, you know, we're a chance, we're a big chance. But
you reckon it's in the back of your head?
In the back of your mind, there's probably something just in your subconscious saying we're not really a chance. And I just wonder whether there's a little bit of that at the moment with the Lions and Tigers.
Matty Richardson is here for Maccas. You can head there for a fast, safe and contact-free drive-through experience. 13, 13, 32. Richard, what I want to talk to you about and ask you about is Tom Lynch. So a $500 fine for his moment last night with the strike to the back of the head of Witherden. The incident itself, I think probably 500 is about right. I wouldn't have been surprised if they'd given him a week and then the Tigers had challenged it. But it was more than that. It was more than the incident. He seemed sort of revved up.
Well, you could tell right from the first sort of bounce that he was trying to get himself into the game. He was trying to get a little bit more aggressive. There was a lot of push and shove going on, and there's not much in that. I mean, what can they do? They bump and a bit of pushing. But I generally think he was trying to get himself going. And I think as a key forward at times when you're involved in big marking contests throughout the whole game, sometimes you've got to be a bit angry. You just hit the contest a bit harder in the air and you take a couple of contested marks. I genuinely think he was trying to get himself up hard. We commented on it after the game that he plays better when he's physical. Do we want to see that sort of stuff? I heard some of the experts earlier in the week, Nick Riewoldt, saying that we don't need head rubbing, and that's basically what he did. He pushed his opponent's head into the ground. It's not a great look. Oh, I'm not sure that we need it in the game, but in saying that, I do think by being a bit physical early, it did get Tom into the game.
You played with your heart on your sleeve. Did you ever feel like you needed to personally yourself, or coaches needed to rev you up, and that you needed to get more physical to get yourself in?
I did like to get emotionally involved. So if that meant a bit of push and shove and a bit of mouth with your opponent, and it's all lighthearted stuff, but, you know, it gets you into the contest, it gets you invested. So I think Tom was trying to do that last night early in the game.
Yeah, well, the fixture now opens up for the Tigers, and they've gone to third on the ladder, and their kids are playing well. They're the unsung heroes that we talked about. Their good players are starting well, with Lynch and Riewoldt and Dustin Martin getting back into the game. I know it's such an even season, but given their experience at the latter half of the year, the last 3 years, you just wouldn't want to come up against the Tigers late in the year. Well, they've just got that presence.
Well, you have a confidence, don't you? And I mean, the good teams over the years have always had that. Geelong have had it for a long time. The Hawthorn teams through the 80s, they had it, and they always felt confident come September. So there's no doubt Richmond will have that. The thing is, you just got to put yourself in the right position to actually get the double chance. I mean, history says if you don't have a double chance, it's very hard to win the premiership. So you've got to win enough games to be top four, get yourself motivated. I think the last 2 weeks have been the big tale, though. They've beaten the Dogs and Brisbane, top eight teams. They lost to St Kilda and the Giants, so they did need to take a couple of scalps, and they've still got to play Geelong, West Coast and Port Adelaide this week. So, you know, the next 5 or 6 weeks, clearly, we'll find out whether Richmond can do it again, but they're in pretty good shape with players returning.
This is Sports Day for Kia, offering value you can trust in Australia's best 7-year warranty. And we are powered by a 100% Australian electricity and gas retailer. That's Red Energy. You can make the switch today. It is just the start of the second quarter, the bounce going down. The Cats 4-2-26 at the Gabba, leading by 7 points to the North Melbourne Footy Club, who are 3-1-19. Double header, remember, after this game, the Adelaide Crows taking on the Melbourne Footy Club at the Adelaide Oval. 13-13-32. D's fans, we want to hear from you and how big tonight is. Tonight the last real opportunity to gain any sort of momentum? Forget premiership, forget finals. Like, what can you actually get out of this season? And also, I want to hear from Collingwood fans. How concerned are you? What's gone wrong? And how sort of sneakily important is this game against Sydney? I know everything's pretty even at the moment. It is 10th v 17th, but they need to get their season back on track as well. 13-13-32. The Premiership Tiger, Nick Floston, is going to join us right after this on Sports Day. Welcome. No, I have not heard of that, Ben, Rich. Oh, very, very odd. Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy, born and bred in Melbourne. That's Red Energy and Kia, Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. Grindwise has just kicked his third.
He's on fire.
He is on fire. The Cats 5-3-33, North Melbourne 3-1-19. Some fairly significant injury news to come out of it as well. Ben Brown has gone down what appears to be a leg injury. Sort of tough knowing on TV. I haven't seen anything on social media as to exactly what the extent of the injury was. But the incident, Richo, he sort of picked up in a tackle by Mark Blitzards and then not slammed down, but fell awkwardly.
And he was limping. It was limping on the leg he's always had strapped, his knee.
That's
so
right.
Whether it was related to that knee that he's got strapped, I'm not sure. But
he looks pretty sore, though.
He's very sore. He's not coming back on, is he? So he's out of the game.
Yep. Ben Brown out of the game is pretty significant from North Melbourne's perspective, who've had a good crack against the Cats. Matty Richardson in the house for McDonald's. Smack a strike through fast, safe and contract free. Remember, it's the Demons going over to the Adelaide Oval to take on the Crows later on. North Melbourne are now just saying it is a knee injury on Twitter. I'm not sure the extent of that. But let's get to last night. It was a good way to spend your 150th, Richo, with a really convincing win over a premiership contender. He's been there and done that a couple of times now. He's a star down back for the Tigers and one of the better redheads in the competition. You know, we always defend our own here,
stick
Richo.
Together,
we have to stick together. Nick Flosten, welcome.
G'day, boys.
150 last night, a nice way to celebrate.
Yeah, it was. Brisbane are a very good team and they've been in some pretty good form. So it was almost an 8-point game, I reckon. And it's good to get the chocolates.
Hey, Nick, congratulations on your 150th and played really well last night. But, gee, your back six is looking good at the moment. A few players out, obviously, Hawley and Dave Asprey. But some of the younger players have stepped up. And I'm talking of Noah Bolter and Liam Baker. He's just natural footballer. You must be wrapped with those two.
Yeah, definitely. It is a little bit of a different look back on, I suppose. We've been pretty settled for the last couple of years, and then with Ranchi's retirement earlier and now with Dave and Basher out, the young boys have had to stand up. But even with Derek, he's been playing VFL in the back line for the last couple of years and just knows the system really well, so we're really confident with him. And Bolter's kind of been thrown around all over the ground just trying to find him a spot in the senior side, and with Dave going out, he's been thrown back, and he's been pretty fun to watch.
He hasn't really been beaten, Nick. He's been really consistent. Has that surprised you a little bit, how quickly he slotted into that role as the big key defender?
A little bit. He didn't spend too much time with us over the Christmas and the off-season, just learning his craft and all that, because he's just been kind of thrown around everywhere. But he's just such a beast. He's so strong. His closing speed's amazing. And, if he switched on mentally, I don't think you can beat him in a one-on-one. So, it's just about consistency for him, and he's playing some really good footy at the moment, which is really exciting.
Hey, Nick, a lot of us in the media and former players are talking about short turnarounds. You guys had a six-day break coming up against the team that had a four-day break, and your turnaround now is pretty quick. You've got Port Adelaide in Adelaide on Saturday night. Have you noticed the difference, or will you prepare for games differently, or do you think players are going to accept the fact that they'll go into other games sorer than usual?
I had last week off, so I was nice and fresh last night. But the four-day break, with the games a little bit shorter, you still get the bumps and bruises, but you just don't get that fatigue, I suppose, that sets into your legs, and even a couple of days you're a bit sore. So, talking to most of the boys, everyone feels pretty fresh today. Tomorrow we'll just have a light run around, and then the same on Friday, and then fly down there on Saturday morning. So it's almost a good thing. You don't really train, you just play. So we're looking forward to it.
I was just going to say, it's probably different to what you've had before, but the not training midweek, there'll be some players that love it, I assume.
Yeah, the players who dominate on games and kind of try and hide during training. So, we'll see how it goes. It's a credit to Burgie and Dimmer getting us ready again. So, it should be fun.
You would have known a few of those, Richo. There's a few at every club that just don't really like the training aspect and would prefer to just play.
Well, that's what you do. You play footy to play footy, not train. So I'm with you there, Nick. Hey, so tell us, Nick, you've won two out of the last three premierships, and obviously you've been a big part of those. People are saying Richmond are building again nicely this year. Where do you think you sit as opposed to 17 and 19?
It probably feels pretty similar to last year. We had a lot of injuries early and just tried to kind of hold on through that middle patch and then hopefully get some stars back later on. But, this year the fill-ins have actually been playing probably better than everyone else. Like, Bolt has been amazing, Derek as well, and Shea in the middle of the ground. I don't think you're going to get him out of there anytime soon. So, it feels pretty similar to last year in an unfamiliar year, I suppose, with everything going on. But, you just got to be playing good footy at the right time of the year. We managed to do that in 17 and 19. So, hopefully things click even more coming into the back end of the year.
Yeah, Shea Bolton's been outstanding. And has he sort of taken a bit of the Edwards sort of role? I feel like he's really connecting up the midfield and the forward line well.
Yeah, he's been playing a lot forward in previous years. And then he's kind of just built his tank to an amazing level over the last off-season. So, with the injuries that we've had, he's just got more and more time in there, and him out of the centre bounce was pretty special last night. So, that's another X factor come the year, and then Marlon's playing, getting better and better as the year goes on as well. So it is exciting watching the brothers up there.
Dusty's getting moving as well. Some of his kicking last night. Do you ever sit back and go, how did he make that kick?
Yeah, he's pretty talented. Sometimes you do hold your breath a little bit, though, because sometimes they don't come off, and as backs, you're sprinting back to go the other way. But 9 out of 10 times, they do come off. So, yeah, he's lucky he's on our side.
We're speaking to the two-time Premiership star defender at the Richmond Footy Club, Nick Floston, 150 games last night. Hey, Nick, give us a positive and a negative about the hub, if you could, from your perspective. One thing that you just annoyed that you don't have access to or you'd prefer to, and one thing that you've thought, geez, I don't mind this part of footy.
The weather and just being constantly around the boys. It's pretty fun. And then one thing I miss about home, my missus and my dog, they couldn't come up because my dog couldn't come up, obviously, but my missus had work back there, so she couldn't get up here. But yeah, and just with things and the way they are back in Melbourne, probably can't do much back there anyway. So we're fortunate to be up here in the AFL, and the Queensland government has given us that opportunity. So yeah, that's pretty much it. We still get to play footy, so that's one big positive.
And your dog, what was your dog's name? He was a star on Instagram yesterday.
That's right.
Wishing
you
a happy 150th.
That was bloody embarrassing when Missy put that up. So.
Have you?
That's Taz.
Taz.
Okay. Well, there you go. You miss Taz. Mate, do you miss... I know you love getting down the coast, down to Torquay and having a surf. Are you able to go surfing up there once you're out of the quarantine period, which you are now? Are you allowed to grab a board and go and have a surf or not?
Yeah, we are. It's considered exercise. So, yeah, it's pretty lucky. The water's been warm as up here and there's been some good waves. So it's kind of hard timing it with the short turnaround. You don't want to go out and cook yourself. And I'm not too good in the sun anyway, so I've got to try and time it early mornings or late arvos. Just so I'm nice and fresh. So, yeah, I have been really fortunate to get out a couple of times. Young Hugo Ralph Smith surf as well, so I've been going out with him just a little bit.
Okay.
Beautiful. Now, we've got to clear something up, Nick. Sam McClure once...
No.
Sam McClure just told me off air that he once gained access to the Richmond Football Club car park because the security guy thought he was Nick Floston.
I didn't say anything.
Have you ever Have you ever been mistaken as Sam McClure out and about?
No, but at Paul Connor's Christmas party, we did get a photo together just for the similarities. So it has been thrown around a little bit.
Strong similarities. Anyway, we'll get back to footy. Hey, Nick, congratulations on 150. You've been a star for that footy club for a long time now, and you showed that in spades last night. I think we're all hoping that the Tigers are there towards the end of the season. So good luck, and hopefully you get to see Taz pretty soon.
Yeah, too easy, boys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Nick.
Nick Floston there for the Tigers. It was 2017.
Yeah.
And I was,
so what happened?
So I was running late for a press conference, which is very unlike me. I'm usually on
You're
time.
You're normally professional, yeah.
And it was, you know what 17 was like, Richo, with the Tigers.
Hectic. Yeah.
Everywhere you went, right? You imagine Punt Road. So I'm in the little 3RW news car, I think, at the time. And
did you say I'm Nick Floston?
No, I didn't. I swear on my career. I drove in there and all these journos were getting turned around.
Yeah.
Right. And I thought, if I get turned around here, I'm missing the press conference. And I wound down the window and I didn't even get close to him. And the guy said, oh, Nick, yep, mate, you're right. And so I went and parked in the player's car park.
And you've dined out on it ever since.
Absolutely. Well, when you get mistaken for a premiership player, Richo.
It's not bad.
You just go with it. Nick Floston there for drink or eyes. We're all a little stressed and anxious at the moment. But remember, if drinking, please do so in moderation. More sports day for Kia and Red Energy right after this. And remember, coming up still... It's yes, no, Richo. I know, Jared. I won't stuff it up. Welcome back to Sports Day. Sam McClure and Matthew Richardson here with you until 7 o'clock. Now, the team news is just in for Collingwood's game against the Sydney Swans. The changes for the Pies. Callum Brown, Ben Reid, Jordan Roughhead and Trey Rusko, the debutant. Not sure if you saw the video today, Richo.
You've got, if you haven't seen the video of Trey ringing his mum to let her know that he's playing... This debut on Thursday night. Have a look at the Collingwood socials.
Yeah, it's Collingwood hilarious. Twitter and Facebook. It's one of the great
it
things.
Is
are
fantastic.
Are you staring me up, Trey? Is what the first thing. And then she swore and then realised that she was actually on video. The poor mum. That was absolutely brilliant. They do really good social media stuff, the Collingwood Footy Club, as a lot of the clubs do. Trav Varko is out for personal reasons, so I hope everything's going okay for Travis Varko. Darcy Cameron's out. He's been dropped, as has Chris Mayne. Mark Keane, who made his debut last week. So three dropped. Chris Mayne is a significant one. Of all the really starting 18 players that have been struggling, Richo, for the Pies, he's been one. I reckon Phillips has been another, basically because he almost had an All-Australian year last year on the wing. And Hoskin Elliott's been pretty quiet as well.
Probably Stevenson a little bit, but he's still a young player. And do we judge him too harshly because he set a pretty good bar early? Probably.
And I know this is a bit of a taboo subject, but Brody Grundy's been down on his super high standards as well.
It's hard to maintain the standards that he's had. But, yeah, a little bit down. I would love to see with their forward line not being – it's not a tall, powerful forward line. They've got a lot of really mobile hybrid players, but –
yeah.
At some point, they do need some big marks down there from your big tools. And I'd just love to see Brody take a few more marks inside 50 and kick a few more goals. Only 2 goals this year.
Josh Thomas is pretty lucky as well because he's been down on form. But so when you look at the Pies and what they need to improve, Richo, is it as simple as saying they need to try to do what the Tigers are doing? And that is, while they've got a lot of good players out, and the Pies do, they need to find some of their bottom 5 players putting their hand up.
And they've been a really good system base team for the last couple of years.
Yep.
But, you know, they've had to go over to Perth now. They've travelled back to the Eastern Seaboard. It's been a hard ride for them. And they'll win tomorrow night, you would expect, against the Sydney Swans. And you get a few, maybe you get Pendlebury back. But, yeah, you've just got to maintain the status quo when you've got players out and you've got big injuries. And I guess that's what the good teams can do.
Yeah, and just be interested to see, I mean, John Longmire's used the tag quite a few times, what they do is steal side bottom because he was unsighted, really, side bottom in the first quarter and a half last week against the Dockers. And I think it was Sarong that was on him, is that right? Am I making that up? And then they didn't go with the tag in the second half.
Kicked 2 goals and had 20 on nearly
He was nearly the best
half.
Player in the ground the second half. So
I think when Collingwood are going well, I would put time into side bottom. His running ability.
Even when Pendlebury's there.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yep. Sydney's also made 4 changes for that Thursday night clash. Obviously tomorrow at the Gabba, Ryan Clark, Lewis Taylor, Nick Blakey, Sam Gray going out of the side. Sam Wicks, as a small forward out of the Suns Academy, comes into the team for his debut. So good luck to him, as well as first round draft pick Dylan Stevens, who we have seen at least once before. I'm just trying to remember. I think he's played 1 or 2 games. And Jackson Thurlow and Lewis Melican, so the defensive duo, come in as well. The Saints have included Ben Long after his suspension. Dean Kent also back in. Matthew Parker and Shane Savage have been dropped. Gold Coast have left out Pierce Hanley and Darcy McPherson for the clash at Metricon Stadium. So Sean Lemons and Jeremy Sharp, who's a debutant, set to play. So Pierce Hanley being out is another pretty big statement.
Yeah, it is. But gee, how good do the Saints look? 2 good ends. Long was playing really good footy, and Kent's just a good foot soldier. He plays his role perfectly. And the thing they've got now is an ability to score quickly, the St Kilda Footy Club. And they can play fast and they can play slow if they need to. They've got a really, really good style of play at the moment.
And you would think, Richo, I know that it's hard in 2020 talking about any sort of predictions towards the end of the year because we don't know what's going to happen next week. But you would think, given that they're 4th on the ladder and the fixture that they've got coming up, they don't have to do much now to confirm themselves as finalists.
St Kilda, no, they play finals now. Yep. I just think their footy's been pretty good now for 10 weeks and getting better. I think they're getting better as the weeks go on. Their recruiting staff have just done an amazing job with what they did with that list. I'd be shocked now if the Saints aren't playing finals. As we talked about last Wednesday night, we've had 6 premiership favourites in 9 rounds. So you can't predict too far ahead.
They've got Gold Coast, and then they've got Geelong, and then they've got Essendon. Now, all very winnable games. The Geelong one's going to be...
That's the one. Let's just see them against Geelong, who is such a good defensive team. That's going to be the test.
Yeah, I agree. Yep, it's going to be the defenders up against the attackers, no doubt. And Leon Cameron, if you haven't heard the comments today, he said he's got the same gut feel that anticipated the commitment of Cornelio last season as he does with Jeremy Cameron and Zach Williams to stay for another 4 or 5 years today. I can understand what Leon's saying, and they've had a great record of keeping who they want to keep and letting go who they want to let go, but there's absolutely no way that they can both stay.
They can't?
No chance. No. Zach Williams, I think, has to go. He's out of contract. He's a free agent.
You're not going to let Jeremy Cameron go. I mean, he's a generational sort of a key forward. You can't let him go.
And how many others like him in the competition are there, Richo?
Well, not many.
3 or 4?
Not many at the moment. The player, though, Zach Williams, he's hard to let go because he came into that team last week and immediately players that come from behind the ball and run and carry and kick the ball like him, they break the game open. Consistent players like that.
And I know that everyone says you can replace halfback flankers, and I get that, but when you're GWS and you've got 8 or 9 elite midfielders already and you don't have that many defenders and Heath Shaw's retiring, Zach Williams becomes very important. Anyway, we could talk about that situation until we blew in the face. Still to come on Sports Day for Kia and Red Energy. We'll head around the grounds, but don't go anywhere because next, the highly anticipated, the international award-winning Yes No Richo. Welcome back to Sports Day. You can join us on the Harcourt's open line 13 13 32. Matty Richardson is here for Macca's. The drive-through is fast, it's safe, and it's contact-free. I tell you what, Rich, I don't usually get nervous about
don't be silly, Scoop.
To do with radio, but no, but Jared's made me throughout the week.
What? Yes, no.
The whole week has been,
you just ask questions.
Don't stuff up Yes, No, Richo. Okay, here we go. We've got 19, and a couple have come from social media
19
as well.
19 questions.
19, we'll get through them.
Shoot away.
Port Adelaide are the real deal, yes or no?
Yes.
A fine was the right call for Tom Lynch.
Yes.
If the Crows can't find a way to beat the Demons tonight, they'll go 0-17 this season.
No.
Brisbane's goal kicking in big games means they can't be considered a serious premiership contender, yes or no?
Yes.
Collingwood won't make the eight.
No.
Tom McDonald's career is at the crossroads.
Yes.
If Jacob Sarong's current form can hold up over the next 6 weeks, he can win the Rising Star.
Yes.
Noah Bolter's form means David Asprey isn't an absolutely automatic inclusion to Richmond when fit.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Keep going.
We've seen the last of Bryce Gibbs, yes or no?
No.
Rolling fixtures moving forward beyond 2020?
No.
Wow. We'll come back to that. Mitch Cleary deserved to be stood down.
No.
Carlton proved against Hawthorn it's not ready to play finals in 2020.
Yes.
Tom Papley is the most important part of Sydney's next premiership tilt.
No.
Suns v Saints tomorrow. Ben King has made a better start to his career than Max.
Yes.
GWS need to keep a halfback flanker in Zach Williams more than they do another mid in Josh Kelly.
Well, Josh Kelly or another mid? It's two different questions.
GWS need to keep Zach Williams more than they do Josh Kelly, yes or no? Okay. The Western Bulldogs can still win the premiership.
No.
Todd Goldstein is the All-Australian ruckman ahead of Gorn Grundy right now, yes or no?
Yes.
Gee.
Well, look at his numbers.
Ben Brown, forgetting the fact that he's injured, should be played on a wing, yes or no?
No.
Supplementary, and this is from Stephen Quatermain on Twitter.
Okay. Quarters.
Beer tastes better out of a glass. Yes or no?
That's not even a question. That is a no-brainer.
Is it yes or no?
Of course it does.
Gee, I'm not...
forgotten what it's like.
I'm not positive about that. So if you had a stubby at home...
Oh, well, I'm talking about tap beer.
Right. Yeah. But if you had a stubby at home, would you drink it out of the stubby or would you go get a glass?
No, out of the stubby. But I'm talking a proper tap beer at a bar.
Yeah, but that's
every day of the week.
Slightly different. See, Quarters has a weird thing where he will actually have a beer and then go looking for a glass.
At home.
Anywhere. He won't drink it out of a bottle or a can.
Is that right?
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a little bit strange. Quarters.
Quarters, I know you're listening.
I'd
rate Quarters a lot, but unfortunately he's got that decision very, very wrong. That was yes or no, Richo. Some interesting things there. He's written off a few teams. Sports Day is powered by Red Energy. You can make the switch today. And Kia, Australia's best seven-year factory warranty. Don't go anywhere. More after this. And a Ladbrokes update with Tommy Hackett. Don't go anywhere.
An odds update for Ladbrokes. Back yourself with Ladbrokes. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Welcome back to Sports Day. It's funny some of the reactions you get from the smallest things, Richo. The amount of text messages and tweets in the last 3 minutes about beer out of a glass or not has been quite astonishing.
A lot of people rate putting the glass in the freezer and having it icy cold.
Yep. Yeah. That's okay.
I get it, but you can just have a stubby holder at home with your stubby.
I'm in a stubby holder sort of guy. Not sure if Tommy Hackett's a stubby holder sort of guy. They do call him Rain Man. I'm not sure how he enjoys his beer. Welcome, Tommy.
Hello, Sammy. I like my beer however it comes. I'm a big enthusiast. If it comes in a schooner, I'm happy. If it comes in a subby, I'm happy. If it comes in a can, I'm happy, as long as I can get it.
Okay, Tommy Hackett here for our Ladbrokes odds update. The switch from Ladbrokes, the power to pick your promo. You can back yourself and gamble responsibly, 1-800-858-858. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of the next few days, the Blues to make the eight, what price are they after getting a nice touch-up from the Hawks?
Currently $5, Sammy, which I think is a touch of unders, to be perfectly honest. They were $4 before that defeat. Out to $5, I think I wouldn't be surprised they continue to lengthen.
You get a nice Flemington favourite for $5, Richo. I'm not sure I'd be putting it on the Blues to make the eight. Adelaide and North Melbourne tonight. Crows a sneaky chance to win one?
Yeah, the Crows, it has been a little bit of money here. It does feel like the type of game Melbourne would lose. But I think that's what punters are feeling like. They're out to $1.35 still, the Demons. Obviously still firm favourites. A little bit of money for the Crows, though. They're into $3.50.
What about the premiership market after last night with Brisbane and the Tigers?
Of course you'd ask that.
Well, you'll be happy to hit.
Brisbane dropped is what I'm saying. Don't make it about Richmond, Scoop. I'm asking
you'll be happy
about
to hear,
Brisbane.
Richo. Richmond, they've shortened. Well, Richmond have shortened. They're into $5.50. The Lions have gone the other way. They're out to $6.50. West Coast is still favourites at $5, but we've now taken a fair few big bets at Richmond around the $5.50 market. Happened to us last year where when Richmond, they had the injuries, they got out to a very backable price in premiership betting and punters piled on, and we've pretty much fallen into the same trap again this year, and they'll probably end up being our worst result once again.
There are actually other teams in the comp, Richard. That's all I'm saying. You have to ask straight about the Tigers. Doubleheader tomorrow, the Pies and the Swans, and then the Suns and the Saints. Where's the money going in those two games, Rainman?
Collingwood clear favourites to win the first game. They're at $1.35. Sydney not very popular at all with punters at the moment. They're out to $3.50. Sydney, it's an intriguing betting fixture, this one. St Kilda were quite clear favourites well back early in the week, but there's been a bit of late money for the Gold Coast Suns. St Kilda $1.53. The Suns into $2.65. So a few punters very bullish about the Gold Coast chance tomorrow night.
Scoop just asked me about the Rising Star and Sarong from Fremantle. Do you have a market there? Who is the favourite now?
We do have a Rising Star market. It's been a bit all over the shop. At one point, it looked like, obviously, Matt Rao was going to wrap that up very convincing. And actually, we don't have it up online at the moment, but it has been. Oh, here we, no, we do. We're back. So Rankin is the favourite at $3. Caleb Sarong is into $3.50, and then Max King at $4. So the market suggests it's between those three, and you've got Norah Anderson at $13. So it's a lot more interesting than it was when we had Matty Rao at $1.04 weeks odds.
Yeah.
So it's a very open contest at this point of the season.
Rain Man, appreciate it. And, you know, just feel free at any stage. You used to send through a lot of winning tips, you know, earlier in the year. They've dried up a little bit. So just if you need a reminder of my phone number, I'm sure I can arrange it.
I've had the maternity leave hasn't been good for my form, Sammy, but I'm back in action next week.
Good on you, Rain Man. Tommy Hackett there from Ladbrokes. Back yourself, gamble responsibly, 1-800-858-858. I can't believe the only question you asked there was about the Tigers.
I was asking about Brisbane.
I can't believe it. Richo, before we sign off, we're 3.5 minutes away from the 7 o'clock news. Let's go around the grounds for Dometic, and we'll get some of your tips for the next few days' worth of matches. We can't tip around now because we're in the middle of one, so we'll tip the next few days. So the Pies and the Swans, any chance the Swans?
No, I don't think so. I think Collingwood, you know, they'd be disappointed with their last couple of results, and yep, they need to bounce back. And I think they will. The Swans are just too undermanned at the moment, too young, too many players out. So I think Collingwood will win quite well.
Suns and St Kilda?
Oh, I'm sticking with the Saints. I just don't see their form dropping at the moment. They're playing consistently, a really good style, a good brand, and I think it's sustainable. And, yeah, I think they win.
Giants are starting to get going slowly, I reckon, and the Bombers are still pretty injured.
They are. The Giants look like they can get... They had two good wins in a row, and I think they can keep that moving. Now, obviously, Toby Green out doesn't help, but the thing with the Bombers, just inside 50, they just can't get a score at the moment. Too many injuries, too many key players out of their forward line mix, so I just couldn't see them scoring against the Giants.
Saturday looks really interesting with the Power and the Tigers. The Tigers are going to have a really short turnaround. Do you think that's going to impact heavily?
I think it does a little bit. I mean, it's a four-day break. That's an extremely short break. Nick Foston said they won't even really train. A little tiny run tomorrow. So
sounds like Cochin will probably stay in the hub.
I would think so.
Yep.
Yeah, with his hamstring history, I doubt that he would play. So with Cochin out, you're playing on the Adelaide Oval, you're playing a team on top of the ladder. I think you'd have to back Port Melbourne in that one. Port Adelaide, sorry.
And finally, tonight, the Crows and the Demons. You find any way for the Crows? The Demons were very flat.
Eight changes, the Crows. Yeah. It's a lot of changes. But if you some good names. I mean, Fogarty and Walker come in. That strengthens the forward line. McKay's an experienced player. He's back in as well. Now, I couldn't see Melbourne losing that game. I mean, they played poorly last week, but before that, they were playing a good brand of footy, and they've copped it. The president's put them on notice, so you'd expect a response, and I think they win tonight.
This has been Sports Day for Red Energy, born and bred in Melbourne. That's Red Energy and Kia. This hour, as it always does with Richo, has absolutely flown along. Live score updates from the Gabba. We are just the start of the third quarter. Geelong 5-9 now, inaccurate 39, leading by 19 points over North Melbourne 3-2-20. Richo has been here for Maccas. Richo, great to see you as always.
See you next week.
We'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone. Enjoy the footy.